Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am Ricky R. Jones, and thank you so much for being with me for the next 30 minutes. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with me, and I truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you for being on with me. The 15-Minute Conundrum is all about, different conversations. Well, how I come about it basically is you have a question or a problem that's confusing or difficult, and hopefully in the 30 minutes we'll try to just, we may not be able to solve it, but we'll definitely try to have a discussion about it. And what's different tonight is two things. Well, for one, we're doing it at a different time. So this season we're doing the conundrum at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And following, you know, us being on air here on Blog Talk, we're going to scooch on over to Periscope and we'll continue the conversation. So I'm so excited about that. So those of you who are listening, make sure that you, after we get off this air, we go right back on air live and you tune in at Periscope, and it's under Ricky, R-R-I-K-K-I Jones, okay? So anyway, so the 15-Minute Conundrum is all about a difficult problem or a question. And how I usually come about the difficult problem or question, it depends. It can be from conversations, things going on in the news. It could be from what I hear in music, something that I've read. So it's different places where I get a chance to, you know, get the idea for the conundrum. And tonight is no different. But before we get into what the actual conundrum is, I want to remind you guys that those of you who are calling in and listening, thank you so very much, 347-826-9723. Those of you who are calling in, make sure if you want to comment, you press the number 1, and I'll get you right on in. Those of you who are listening online, hey, guys, I see you. My faithful Facebook followers, I see you guys. Thank you so very much. Glad you guys are online, and you too. If you want to have a comment, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, you can send me an instant message. And definitely, like I said, once we get off this part of the air, we'll go on over to Periscope. Make sure that you guys continue the conversation with me on Periscope. So I put all that out there. I actually kind of like so far this doing the new time. So this is pretty good. We're going to stay with this new time. And we're going to see how that works out, because I know tonight is big night on TV. A lot of us are going to be watching the different premieres for different shows. So, I know that I want to be watching them, and I know you guys want to watch them too. So here we go with the question. All right, so let me say how I came about this whole idea. I had gone to a wonderful, wonderful conference this past weekend in Philadelphia, and they kicked it off during the week. And it was the Women in Media Conference right here in Philadelphia. Shout out to Wim. Shout out to the ladies, the trifecta of ladies who just, you all are just fabulous. In meeting and having different conversations with ladies, it was so funny. I was on my way back home, and I was waiting for the bus to get back home because I decided I didn't feel like driving into the city with the parking. But I was waiting for the bus. Another young lady who was at the event, part of the kickoff event, she came and she was trying to figure out which way she wanted to go, and her phone had died, so we were laughing. We said, okay, well, you're going to end up, we'll stay together, and that was, you know, design and a plan. You're going to catch the bus. And it had me thinking of something that my mother said a long time ago about buses. My mother used to say when dating, she said, you know, guys are just like buses. And I said, what do you mean, Mom? Guys are just like buses. She said, guys are just like buses, you know, depending on, they're always running. It depends on when and where you catch it will depend on how and what you catch. And I was like, what? She said, they're always running. You know, depending on where you catch them and when you catch them will depend on what you get. And I was saying that to the young lady, and we were laughing about the buses. And I said, lo and behold, this is going to be a conundrum topic. So here's the question. Whether it's professional or personal, what kind of bus are you? In other words, when you come into someone's life, and whenever you come in, whether you're coming in at prime time, whether you're coming midway, or whether you're coming late, what kind of bus, what are you bringing to that person's world? What kind of personality are you bringing? What kind of value or asset are you bringing when you come into their life? And this is professional or personal. So what kind of bus are you? And it's so funny how I'm asking what kind of bus are you, as if you can hear in the background one of the many buses that are in the city just rode on by. But what kind of bus are you when you come into someone's life? So here you are with the different, and I'm going to put it out there, the different types of buses. So you go out in the bus stop, and you're waiting for your bus, right? Yeah, you have different types of buses. You have your local public transit. You have buses that are private that you can rent. You have buses that are just for excursions. You know, they take you short places, long places, in between places. They connect you from one place to another. So there's different types of buses, school buses, and then there's medical transport buses, you know, different types of buses. So what kind of bus are you? Are you the type of buses, when you come into someone's life, are you just for the transport from one place to the other? Because all of them are for transport from one place to the other. But what I mean is it a short transfer? So like if somebody gets on or somebody gets involved with you or they get to know you personally or professionally, are you there just for that time being that they may need? In other words, if I meet somebody who's doing the same thing I'm doing, like I was at the conference with the ladies, and they're doing different things in media and the different types of ladies that I met. Now, some of the ladies, we've exchanged numbers, we've exchanged social media parts to each other and everything. So what purpose are we going to serve? One lady, you know, one of the particular ladies that I hooked up with, we seem like we're going to develop a very good relationship and sharing and promoting each other and helping each other out. A couple other ladies, it was just good for resource. So what kind of bus are you when you come into someone's life? And my family is having a good time having a conversation, but what kind of bus are you when you're coming into someone's life? Are you just for a short time? Are you there for the long excursion? You know, we get into relationships and friendships and professional relationships. You find people on your job or people that you network with, and they become very good resources for an extended period of time. And that person is your go-to. You may not need them for anything else, but they are definitely the go-to person for that resource. And it can be 5 years, 20 years, whatever. You can always say, you know what, when a situation arises, you can turn to so-and-so, and that's your resource. So their bus type is there for long excursions. But those excursions that you go on are just exactly that, those excursions. And those of you who are listening, thank you and welcome, welcome, welcome. I see you calling in 347-826-9723, press the number 1. Those of you who are online, hey, guys, I see you online. So glad that you all are here. Glad that you joined us tonight. So I'm asking, what kind of bus are you? And you're like, oh, my God, we get a bus. Yeah, bus, I mean, they're useful vehicles. We all are useful vehicles. And when I say a vehicle, I mean we transport different, we share and we transport different things. We transport and share ideas. We share feelings, commonalities, resources, spirituality, whatever it is that we're coming across somebody to share and to gain from. So the question, you know, begs to differ that I have to, you know, what kind of bus are you? Now, so you have, we talked about, you know, you have these long excursions. So there are some people who come in your life for the long excursions. Some excursions, you always have a bus that's always on a long excursion. In other words, you know, we have the casino right here in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and there are casino buses all the time, and that's the running joke with every retired person in my family, you know, especially because they like playing the slots and stuff like that. But they get on, there's always a bus running to Atlantic City, always, always, always. So those excursion buses that are always running, that sometimes is us, you know. Sometimes we're supposed to be ongoing, always running to the same thing. And sometimes it can be, you know, that you're the, oh, I don't know, maybe you're the person, the counselor, the person that somebody comes to, whether it's on the job or in the family. You know, you always have that one person you can count on them that they will stay tried and true in what they do. If they're the person who always is the one that you go to for prayer, like, let's look at our spiritual life. Those of you know who subscribe to the intercessory prayer, you know, people who believe in the power of somebody interceding. That's an example of that excursion bus that's always running. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what time it is. It doesn't matter. You get on the phone and you call Miss Hattie Mae, or you get on the phone and you call Reverend Dr. Bishop, and you say, hey, I need a prayer in, or sometimes, you know, you guys participate in prayer lines. That is that excursion bus that's always running without a shadow of a doubt. You can always either pick it up, you can either call somebody on it, and you know for a fact if you need a prayer, oh, I know I can call Sister Hattie Mae, or I can call the good Reverend Dr. Bishop to get a good word. That's that excursion bus that's always going. Then you have the buses that come fast, and we talk about the timing. The timing. Sometimes your buses are the express. In other words, they truly get you to the point from point A to point B without all that extra stuff in between. And sometimes we come into people's lives exactly for that, to help them or to help yourself get to point A to point B and kind of filter through all of the extra stops that are not necessary. Sometimes if you're working, especially on a job, if you guys are working on a project and you're working with a group of people, you always have that one person who is staunch and focused, and they stay, you know, they stay on the one course. And sometimes you have that person who's all over the place. And that really happens a lot when it's, I know it happens a lot with you're being creative with somebody. I know that with a few friends of mine, when we're sitting and creating different things, it's like, oh, my God, you know, I'm the one who kind of stays focused on this is the thing at hand and this is what we have to do. And, you know, let's keep to it and let's keep our nose going and da-da-da-da-da. And then you have the person who is, you know, just like, oh, my gosh, well, we're just going to, let's try this and let's try this and let's try that. And when you're that bus who is the express tells you, listen, we have a deadline, we have this budget, we have these parameters, this is what we're able to do, let's get it done. So you have the express. So sometimes we do have to come in, and sometimes we need either to be the express or sometimes we need an express bus. So that's a different type of bus. Then you have the buses that are used for services. And when I say for services, you know, we have these things called CCT buses here, and they transport the elderly, some people who are disabled, and they take them to their different appointments, things of that nature. You have service-oriented buses. So are you a service-oriented bus? Are you the type of person that comes into someone's life, whether professionally or personally, and you're just to perform a service? And sometimes that's okay, because guess what? That might be your gift and your blessing or your call to duty, so to speak, to just be a service person, to help people. You know, you find a lot of people who are out here and they are wonderful helpers. They just, they live for that. They get, you know, they get a thrill from that, and that's what they do. They are a service person. And sometimes we have to look at that. Are we a service person? So then you have your service buses. You have your transit buses that are going, your express buses. You have your short-term buses. And you also have the school bus. And you're like, the school bus? Well, when you think of the school bus, it's for the kids. Well, sometimes it's not even for, when I say kids, not just for the physical kids, but sometimes if you've been a parent or you've been an aunt or uncle or have ever been a chaperone on a field trip with kids, it does a couple of things for you. First, it reminds you sometimes of why you don't like getting on buses with a whole bunch of kids, but it also brings this whole nostalgia and this feeling of I remember when, this whole youthfulness and this whole flashback. Sometimes we're the type of person who comes in as a school bus to remind people that life is a wonderful thing, to remind people to live life to the fullest, to remind people of their youth and their gaiety and their just their different dreams. Sometimes we're that school bus to remind people it's safe, it's adventurous, and it's kind of oxymoronic that it's safe and adventurous all at the same time. And there's a kinship there, because you can have kids who may not even talk to each other during the school year or whatever, but they all get on the bus. There's something that they have in common. We're going on a trip, and they're excited. We're away from school, and I'm so happy to be there. So sometimes that school bus is the reminder of life, to remind people that there is so much more in life. Because a lot of times as adults, we get into this whole thing of work, life, work, work, life, and all that kind of stuff. And we kind of forget that at one point in time, we had dreams, we had aspirations, we had all of this going on, and sometimes we are that school bus. Somebody has to come in and bring that school bus and be that reminder, all right? So what kind of bus are you? 347-826-9723. I just had somebody chime in on Facebook, said they think at times they like to be the school bus. They always like to look at life because they work with, terminally ill patients. So they like to look at their life or how they approach people as a school bus to remind them that even though that they're sick, they still have had a wonderful life. They still have life and breath in them. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for you sharing with that. What kind of bus are you? I think sometimes, I don't know, and it, you know, I forgot about the other bus too. You have, it's also the route that you take with the bus. Because you have the transit bus that comes in the daytime and, you know, is the express, and then you have the midday. And if you ever notice about the midday bus, you get to see different types of passengers. And what I mean by that, you get your elderly, because, of course, this is their time that they get a chance to go and ride for free, and they're on and off, and you see life to its fullest in all that they do. So you get a chance. I think the midday bus is the reflective bus where you get to see. Sometimes you're looking and you're looking at the rides. Because, you know, you ever been on a bus, the same bus you might take every day, and you actually pay attention to what you pass on a regular basis and you're looking at. And it's a combination of nostalgia. It's a combination of peace of mind. It's a combination of kind of like being in a solid place where you are, just the fullness of life and understanding where you stand. So you have the midday bus, the mid-afternoon bus. Then you have, and somebody said, yeah, then you have the rush hour bus. Yeah, the rush hour, and it's funny because the rush hour bus is different from the express bus in the way that it looks. The express bus in the morning is everybody kind of getting, and they're filtering, and they're focused on getting they're focused on getting to where they need to get to, and that's how we do when we're on the express morning bus. The come home bus, you know, not the after hours, but the end of the workday bus is something different, because when you come home on the end of the workday bus, now you get everyone. You get the kids who are finished. You get the moms who are rushing here. You get the folks who are kind of doing the next shift. They're kind of getting in there. You get the people who have been tired, and they've been either on their feet or they've been at their job, and all they want to do is go home. And the looks, and they're drained, and they're just so, there is a focus. There's still a focus there. The focus is to get home. But it's so much, it's like, listen, I just want to get home and relax. I just want to get home and chill out. I want to tune out the world. And sometimes we come into people's lives as that, you know, after work day bus, meaning sometimes we have to help people or have people come in our lives to help us tune out the world and kind of refocus and reconnect to us. Did you ever notice when you get on the, and it's so funny, the morning bus and the at the end of the day bus is funny. The morning bus people are truly focused and they're quiet. They're in their zen place. And at the end of the evening bus, they're trying to get back to the zen place, trying to figure out how they lost it in the first place. So now they want a different zen place. They just want to get home. They want to have a place of solitude. And it's absolutely hilarious. It's hysterical. And so we have to look at that different type. Like, are you the type of person who comes into someone's life in a time where they're kind of like, oh, I've been beat down and I've been worn down? Are you that person to help them focus on getting back home or getting back to that inner peace? Or are you part of the distraction? So what kind of bus are you? What kind of bus are you into? You know, how do you serve when you come into people's lives? And had you ever paid attention to that before? I bet you guys have never paid attention to that before. But it is something how we come into people's lives and we do what we're supposed to do. So you have your excursion bus, you have your school bus, you have your express bus, your mid-afternoon bus, you have your evening bus, you also have your service bus. And then you have the graveyard, And the graveyard shift, to me, that bus reminds me of something similar of the midday bus and the morning bus and the evening bus. And you're like, how is that possible, Ricky? Because to me, the overnight bus is a combination of everything. Because when you get onto that overnight, because, you know, of course, people are going into their overnight shift and there's a different feel. You know, they're calm, but they're refreshed. They're excited, but they're centered. You know, they understand that they have to be focused in on, you know, getting in what the things that they have to do once they get to work and making sure that they have enough stamina to keep it going to make it through this overnight shift. So the late night bus, are you that person who is a combination, kind of like the be-all, the do-all and the be-all for the people that need help? You know, are you that kind of bus that has a combination of everything, mixed in? So which kind of bus are you? And how do you do what you do? You know, are you, which kind of bus? Are you the person that helps, that is the jack of all trades? And that's what that reminds me of. That nighttime bus is the jack of all trades because you do get the mixture. You know, sometimes you get the people who are finished partying that are like, oh, God, here we go to the finishing the party. And it's just like, okay, well, this is how we are and this is what we do. You're like, okay, what kind of bus are you? How are you helpful to people? When you come into someone's life, what purpose are you serving? What role are you playing when you come into someone's life? And sometimes we're a certain kind of bus all the time because it might just be that's how we put ourselves out there. We put ourselves out there all the time as a service bus. We may put ourselves out there all the time as the excursion bus that's always running. You know, like we said, the person that you can go to for prayer or a good word or whatever the case may be that you know that you can go to, the go-to person. Sometimes we don't know what kind of bus we are until we get there. You know, it depends on the stop that we make. You know, the interaction, the passenger that you pick up or the interaction that you have with the person that you get involved with. And you come in thinking, you may come in thinking that you're one kind of bus, but you end up serving a totally different purpose. You know, that person comes into your life or you come into that person's life, and depending on the interaction that you may have, even though it may be a late-night bus that has the combination of everything, this person or the interaction that you guys have may mimic that of a school bus where either you are getting this shot of vitality and youthfulness, or they're kind of getting it from you. So sometimes you don't know what kind of bus you are until you get to the destination or while you're on the excursion, you know, while you're on the trip itself. So you really have to think about, as the buses are riding by, what kind of person are you, and have you really paid attention? 347-826-9723. 347. It's amazing how 30 minutes just goes by so quickly, because we have about three more minutes left in the program. But don't forget, after we get off of Blog Talk, we're going to take about 5 minutes, and we're going to switch right on over to Periscope, and we're going to continue the conversation and maybe get some more feedback. Someone just said through Facebook, you're like, yeah, I think sometimes I don't know what kind of bus I am. Because it seems like the different interactions that I have with people make different things occur. And this is true. They make different things occur. And that makes sense. Because like you said, sometimes you may think you're one way, but then when you get there, it's something totally different. You know, you just, as two more buses go by. And it's funny. Now that, and with that, it's funny. It's two of the same bus. Right, I'm looking outside my window right now, and it's two of the same bus. And when I say the same bus, they're both the same number, and they're both going the same direction. But what's funny is there's two things. One bus continues on in one direction, even though it's the same route number, and one bus goes in a different, you know, kind of shorter route, but it's the same number. And that's another thing about what kind of bus are you. Sometimes you can get the same type of bus to come the same route, but at some point in time, the route may change a little bit differently. It may go a little shorter. And then it was the other thing that I noticed just a few minutes ago with the bus is that you had one bus that was full and people were getting off, and then you had the other bus right behind it sort of empty. And sometimes that happens, you know. Sometimes you come in and you're a bus, but you don't have any passengers. And that may be what you need. You may need to be the empty bus, you know, empty out and void and getting to the end of your trip. You've done all that you're supposed to do. You know, maybe you need to be the empty bus. So it really depends on what kind of bus you guys are. And I think I'm the type of bus, I like to be the morning bus, you know, stay focused and keep people focused and right there. That's the kind of bus that I think that I am. But then I also, depending on who it is and where we are and my mood, I sometimes in the school bus, not often, because it really, really depends on, because I'm so serious all the time. And it depends on who I'm with. It will bring out that school bus in me. And it really depends. You know, I think I am one way, but it depends on the person. It depends on the situation. But I enjoy the excursions. I enjoy the trips. I enjoy, even when it's uncomfortable for some of the passengers that I deal with on, you know, it's still all a part of the design and the plan, okay? So I thank you guys for being on with me. 30 minutes goes by quick. Don't forget, in about 5 more minutes once we get off the air, make sure that you go to Periscope, and it's Ricky Jones, R-R-I-K-K-I Jones, on Periscope, and we're going to continue the conversation from there with Periscope and everything else. So maybe you guys can tell me if there's any other buses that I might have missed. You guys can bring that up to my attention. But thank you guys for being on with me. When you're looking, living, see what kind of bus you are. Enjoy this life. Lord willing, I'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to tune in Saturday morning, 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time, Hand and Footprints. What is your legacy? I'm so looking forward to seeing you guys. Thank you so much for being with me. Don't forget to go to Periscope. I'll be up in about 5 more minutes. Enjoy your season premieres, and we'll see you next week.